Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Many are ready to receive even more. More and more. Hallelujah. We're headed to our place. We have a destiny called outpouring. Glory. The blind see and the lame walk. Every Friday night, there's a bunch of people crying out in here for that, as you are here on Sunday morning. And I don't know how many of you listen to our Tree of Life out there. But you walk across the parking lot, there's a palm tree, and it's the blind see, the lame walk. It's prophesying. It's the Tree of Life. Hallelujah. It just has a, it talks like gay. Gay planted it when it was small. So she talked to it, and she told it was a tree to speak the praises of God. Hallelujah. And it's doing a good job, isn't it? Hallelujah. Christy and I were walking across the lawn this morning. He said, I love it. It's in a great atmosphere. When he gets in his car, he has to drive like 45, 50 minutes to church. He just loves it. He asked me this morning, are we going to take the car or are we going to do... He was kidding with me. I said, I guess we'll can, you know, get by all the traffic this morning and stuff. I mean, there may be one car go through that four-way there or that. But we're glad to have him this morning. Hallelujah. We love him. So, Christy, you're at home. Amen. Come on. Let's give him a great big hand.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's such a pleasure to be here again, you know. Wonderful, lovely people. The glory of God is all over you right now. That's all I can say, so. We want to just talk to you a little bit about that. Can we just worship Him a little bit? He will glorify you. We bless you, Lord Jesus. To you we give the honor, glory, and praise. There's none like you. There's no one can be compared to you. We want to say hallelujah to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Worship you, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your sweet presence. Glorify you, Jesus.
Blessed be the Lord.
Jesus, we love you, Lord. Thank you for your presence, Lord. I want to share with you what the Lord's been doing. He's been teaching on a different level. Something new is just birthing. And we found that each time God speaks, He's creating something. Every time, check yourself. Every time He spoke to you, He was creating something. Every time He spoke to the disciples, He was creating something new. He was bringing forth a new ministry or bringing them from one level to another place. And we get to understand that His word is a creative word. He's always creating something. Each time He spoke, from the beginning, light be, and it was created. Can these dry bones live? And there a mighty army is arising. He wants us to understand that. But what most He wants us to understand, because there's coming a time to the body of Christ, right now we're beginning to understand a new era is being ushered in. And I'm ministering and praying. He's speaking to me. He's telling, tell my people I'm pulling them out of the Laodicean church. I'm pulling a remnant out of the Laodicean church. I don't like that church. It's a church that is not hot or is cold. In God, you got to be hot or you got to be cold. But you can't be somewhere in between. He's telling me to tell him, I'm pulling out a remnant. I'm pulling them out. They're different people. They will understand what I'm doing in the earth. And I said, Lord, you got to show me what you're talking about. And he began to break things down. And I began to study in the book of Acts. If we drop there for a minute, Acts 6 and verse 4. And these ministers or these apostles and prophets, they're dead you know, trying to get things going, and there's an argument between ministering and waiting tables. And these guys get together and they said, listen, we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Are you with me, church? Would you say with me, ministry of the word? That's one level. We've heard so much word. There's the ministry of the word. And it's funny because now things have been twisted. I was talking to a guy the other day. He said, you'd be surprised with this guy. This guy's a Hindu and he's talking to a Christian. And he said, I like to watch TBN and those Christian because it's funny how they know how to get money out of you. And that's the second thing. They know two things. How to get money out of you when I watch the TV. And the second thing is they know how to take the word and make it say anything they want it to say. This is a Hindu. He's a Hindu medical doctor. He's searching. So they got into the place where they understand the ministry of the word and they begin to twist it and pervert it. But that's not his best. Because the revelation you walk in is the revelation that controls your day. Are you with me?
Yes.
The gear you drive the car in is the gear that controls the car. So here you go with the revelation. But God's bringing us to something new. He says, now, my presence. Because what? The lesser is found within the greater. Hebrews 7:7. Let's drop there for a minute. The book of Hebrews chapter 7, verse 7. It says, and without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. The less is blessed of the better. In other words, in the better, the less is found. Are you with me? The less is found, or the lesser is found in the greater, in the better. So what we're trying to get to is the ministry of the presence of God is what he's talking about. I want you to say the ministry of the presence. That's what he wants. The ministry of his presence. His presence, church. His presence. There is a ministry of his presence. And the church must know that. He's pulling them out into that place. We find in Ezekiel 33. He says, now I'm separating my church. These guys, they're following idols, but these ones minister unto me. They come and sit at my table. But there's a presence when you sit at his table. But these other ones shall not, they shall not enter into that place. And it is this group that he pulled closer to the table. He's pulling them out of the group. And he's bringing them to a place where the presence of God, the presence of God, they can minister out of that presence, and it's totally different. Because what? The word is found in his presence. Are you with me today? The lesser is found in the greater. So you can minister the greater and includes the lesser. Are you with me today? And this is what he's trying to get us to understand, the ministry of his presence. There is a ministry of his presence. And I'm beginning to understand that. Because he says, I give it to you. I give you my glory. And we need to break that ground, church. We need to break it because I'm beginning to see something. I'm beginning to see a little bit at a time. And I begin to test it. Just a little bit at a time to begin to test it. And one thing that can destroy it if you begin living to man. I didn't say living with man. Living to man. We were called to live to God, aren't we? We're called to live to God. If you're concerned about this man's opinion and about that, you would kill your faith. You would kill the presence of God. He's just part with you. Because God, his presence is something that we need to understand. Oh my God, I wish I could tell you more about what I'm feeling on the inside. Because I'm seeing something, but I'm trying to get it across to you what I'm seeing. And I'm beginning to understand. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So pray for me because I'm trying to get this thing over to you. The ministry of his presence. It's where we call. We're going to try to break it down to you a little bit at a time. I'll give you an example. Elijah. Elijah's come from Mount Carmel. Right away he tells the king, he says, I hear the sound of rain. Are you with me? I hear a sound of rain, but there's been drought in the land. I hear a sound of rain. He says, listen, Ahab, you better get down and eat and drink because there's rain coming. Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 18 for a minute. I'm telling you, you guys are the first that I'm preaching this to, so you get ready. Hallelujah. But it's been happening, outside our church, you know. So, 18, 40. Let's drop into verse 42 for a minute. We'll go from 42 to 46. The Bible says here, and Ahab went to eat and to drink. In fact, if we drop to 41, the Bible says, 1 Kings 18 and 41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there's a sound of abundance of rain. And Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to Carmel, the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. And he said, servant, go up now and look towards the sea. And he went up and looked, and there was nothing. And he said, go again seven times. He told his servant, go back, check it again. Go back, check it again. What was he talking about? Because he saw something in the spirit. Are you with me, church? Because the presence of God was upon him. He has already destroyed the false prophets. And he's there with the hand of God on him. He says, there's rain coming. He says, now I'm going to pray. But he says, go and check it. The guy said, nothing. He said, go check it. He said, nothing. He said, go check it. He says, nothing. Because he has seen it. He said, go check it. There's nothing. Seven times. And he came back the seventh time. And he says, I see a cloud coming. I see a cloud the size of the man's fist. Are you with me, church? There is a time that is coming upon the church of God's people. They will see things, they will declare it, and they will declare it, and it shall come to pass. That's the presence of God, the ministry of His presence. The ministry of His presence, church. He wants you to enter in that realm because that's where our forefathers walked. Wigglesworth, there where they operated. There's a spirit that comes. Sometimes you just, all you say is, Jesus. And he falls. Why do you think he came? Why he came? And I'm beginning to understand a little bit. And I tell you something, when he shook my world, he rocket turned me upside down. The hotel, I just got back. We had a trip to Lima, Peru. It was like an open air crusade. And then after that, a week later, we're in Chile. In Chile. And I'm there, and these guys that keep saying to me, there's a drought going. It doesn't look like a drought to me. So there's a drought. And it keeps staying in my spirit. There's a drought. It can't leave me. It keeps holding me. I said, Lord, what is this thing? And not to come to find out, begin to ask, they make the livelihood of selling their beef and their cows, and that's what they do a lot of. Next door is Argentina, largest exporter of beef. Everybody eats beef. Beef is the primary staple. Now it's so bad they're selling the cows $100 a head because there's nowhere to feed them. And the crowd, they just free of grace. I remember the guy went and got a whole lamb and killed the lamb for us because there was so much meat just for us to eat. $25 for a lamb. And they're selling those things real cheap. And I said, Lord, what is going on here? The economy, these people are really having a hard time. I'm in my hotel room. All of a sudden, I begin to see rain. I begin to see rain in my spirit. I go to the window, it's not raining. And I begin to see it just like the screen in front of you, just raining, raining, raining. I begin to see it. And I go outside and I look, there's no rain. And I didn't understand it. And then he began to talk to me about this scripture. I said, you want to send rain? You want to break this drought? That was the end of it. I didn't preach about it that day. I didn't preach about it, but the last service, I said, God wants to break this drought. Stand to your feet. We're going to pray. He's going to break this drought. And I prophesy, God's going to break this drought. He's going to send rain. God's going to send rain. I didn't want to hear anything else because I heard the rain in my spirit. I saw it falling. Are you with me, church? And we begin to pray. And I shut it. We went home. I came home and I got by sitting by the phone. The phone rings and the guy said, you don't believe what's happening. I said, why? He said, it's raining. In the middle of summer. Are you with me, church? His presence. In His presence. Your inheritance, I want to tell you something, church. Your inheritance is in the greater. Your inheritance is in that presence. It's a word that's in the presence for you. Are you with me, church? He broke that drought. And I ran to the computer, went on the international weather, and I said, yes, look at the cloud. And I printed that page. I said, church, you see this? This is what he did. What I'm trying to say to you is, in that presence, There is something you get a glimpse, something you get a vision. That vision was given to you because He spoke to you, and He's going to create something new because that's what He wants to do. That's why He spoke to you. Are you with me, church? He's pulling us out. We're going to be a different people. We are a different people. We are a different people. I'm saying it now. We are a different people. You are different. The time has changed. The shift has already occurred in the body of Christ. You're going to be walking down the street where you're going to see lying signs and wonders. And you will see what God wants you to see. And you will declare it. And those things will fall in the name of Jesus. You must be released to that realm. You must be released to that realm. That's where the fun starts. That's where the war starts. Are you with me? That's where the true battle is. This lady, I asked her to call. I called her. I said, would you pray? I'm going to this place. On a missionary trip. Would you pray? She says, yes. She went down to the church. Ran down to the church. She's praying. She says, she sent me a tape of it. She said, she's trying to, she says, I'm praying. I see the preachers. They're on one knee and polishing their armors. They're polishing their shields. They're polishing their shields. I said, they're polishing their shields. She said, yeah, they're polishing their shields. I said, Lord, what kind of business is this? The preacher's on one knee, and they got the shield, and they're polishing their shields. Doesn't make sense, does it? So I began to ask the Lord what it is. He didn't say, when I turned the TV on, there's TV end there, and this preacher is there. He says, he's polishing his shields. I said, what do you mean? He's there talking. Well, I got a church of 5,000. And I go, it got the Lord said, he's polishing his shield. I said, oh, I understand. These guys don't want to go to war. They want the shield to shine. Are you with me? Oh, come on now. Come on now. Are you with me? She didn't understand it. Now I begin to understand it. You don't polish your shield. Are you with me? Come on now. Your shield is not for polishing. Hello? I say your shield is not for polishing. It's for stopping things. Are you with me, church? Your shield is not for polishing. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, when the Holy Ghost comes, His first ministry is to strive with man. Hallelujah. The first ministry of the Holy Spirit, when He comes, the first thing you say, I receive you. Some of us break down. What do you think He come for? He come to strive with you. He come to show you the inner man of your heart that you never saw. He says, this man is not good. He come and He wrestles you. He wrestles alcohol. He wrestles drug addiction. He wrestles fornication. He wrestles adultery. He wrestles incest. He will wrestle everything that can be wrestled out of you. Are you with me, church? That's the first time the Holy Ghost comes. He doesn't come as a friend. He comes as an aggressor to destroy that thing which is holding you, that you can't see God. You can't see the glory of God. You can't even love. Are you with the church? He comes in as an aggressor. He comes in as an aggressor. I mean it. I mean, He's coming in as an aggressor to save the lost. He's not negotiating. Because somebody has paid the price. You're not your own. You already been paid for. Are you with me, church? Come on now. Comes in as an aggressor. The lesser is falling in the greater. Let's not waste our time with the lesser. Are you with me? It's falling in the greater. He's calling you to that place of ministering His presence. Yesterday, I got stung by a bee. And I hate when I got stung by this bee. I was over at Gerald's house. Gerald, I was supposed to preach about the ribs today, huh? Listen, the ribs were great, church. I already preached about it. I got stung by this bee. I said, what is this? I put my hand on it. I said, Jesus, 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 Jesus. His presence just filled me. It just fell. And I said, I rebuked this completely out, 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 in Jesus' name. Because in that presence, do you know your words are creative? In that presence, do you know your words are creating something? And when he fell over me, I mean, the chill bumps came. I just put my hands on it, and it's all gone. There's no, you know those little bumps and the swelling? None. I'm telling Linda. This morning, I'm telling Pastor Brock. I said, No, I got stung by a bee last yesterday. But it's over. It's gone. It's gone, church. Are you with me? It's gone. And I began to practice it at home the other day. You remember when I slipped and fell? You know what I did? I just slipped and I'm coming down the stairs and I slipped and fell. And I mean, I fell. All I did was I just jumped on my knees. Church, I'm saying something. I hope you're listening to this. I just fell on my knees. I said, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Because this arm had been giving me so much trouble. But when I fell, this arm was out before. I fell. I went on that arm again to catch and it snapped. So I just went, Jesus, 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 come back into place. Now, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I was down for about 4 or 5 minutes. When I got up, I just went like that. Everything just snapped right back, pop, into place. Linda was there. She heard the snap, tock, tock. I said, glory to God. Because the presence came, church. There is a ministry of His presence. Oh, Jesus. It's a ministry of His presence. See, when He comes to wrestle. Listen, in the book of Romans chapter 8, let me show you something. Chapter 8, verse 6. I'll read 6, 7, and 8. Okay. It says, for to be carnally minded is death. Isn't that what it says, church? But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity or is an enemy of God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither can it be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. So there's an enemy there. That's why the Holy Ghost comes against. In Matthew 12, let's go to Matthew 12. You see the enemy there. In Matthew 12, let's look at 40, verse 43. Let's drop in there. He says here, when the unclean spirit, that's what he's going after, church. When the unclean spirit go out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest, or he's looking for somewhere else to park his troubles, and findeth none. Then he said, I will return to my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. The Holy Ghost has cleaned it all out. Then he goeth and taketh himself even 7 other spirits, more wicked than himself, and try to enter back into there. So what the Holy Ghost comes is to wrestle you, is to strive with you, to cast all of those things out of you. Are you with me, church? So that there is a place that is clean for him to live in. And that's not the end of it. He didn't come just to do that. The next thing he comes to do is to bring a visitation upon the church, or bring a visitation upon you. Are you with me, church? He didn't come. The next thing is to visit. So his striving is to clean up so he can visit. But that's not his mindset. His mindset is for him to come and dwell. Oh, come on now. For him to come and live. To come and live with you. Live all the way and not have to come or go. So the visiting is not the best. Because we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So he's supposed to be living there. So when we're having a visitation at church, there's visitation at church. People getting out of wheelchairs, blind eyes opening, deaf ears opening. I mean, there's a visitation. There's awesome power. People falling off the seats. Oh, shouting hallelujah. The presence of God is so great. Yes. Man. And you know something? It is great. Because sometimes the presence of God comes, it's like a silence in the church. You know what I mean? Like a powerful silence, like a living silence, not a dead silence. You know, there's a dead silence and there's a living silence. Where there's a living silence and everybody is sitting there, some weeping, some say nothing, some his presence is just there. And then he manifests another way where his presence in the church, people are shouting, hallelujah, glory to God, yes, victory. Some are jumping up and down, some are shouting, some are running around the church, some are falling down on the ground. Some sitting there just doing nothing. But both of these manifestations, we've seen it, haven't we? It's the presence. In that presence, there's ministry. Not because you're sitting in that dead silence. That means to say he's working some of his greatest work, and you're allowing him to penetrate so much darkness, penetrate and set you free, equip you, impart to you, bring you forth. Are you with me, church? And the other one is you realizing the victory that you have gained, the new place you have gained, and you also letting him work with you. But that's a visitation. That's a visitation. That's not his best. Let's look at Romans 8 and verse 11. Romans 8 and verse 11. But, hallelujah, it says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead visit in you. Is that what it says? What's the word? Hallelujah. But, this is different now. That's where there's a but. It is different now. Are you with me, church? It's different. He says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body, but his spirit that what? By the spirit that what? Dwelleth in you. He didn't say he came to visit this time. The third operation of the Holy Spirit in your walk with God, bring you to fullness, bring you to that presence, is to live on the inside of you. Because in John he says that if you obey my word and you obey my word, the Father loves you. Are you with me? And I and the Father will come and make our abode with you. Live with you. Are you with me? Live in you. Live with. So now, if the Spirit lives there, not visit. Uh-oh. Hallelujah. Live, dwells, is different. That's what his purpose is. That's his mind, is to dwell on the inside. That's why he's wrestling. He's trying to take full control. He wants to wrestle with you. He wants to not only cleanse the place. He wants to visit and prepare you that you can say you are welcome in this place. And then he comes and lives there. Because when he comes and lives, the dwelling place, the habitation, not a visitation, is different. Now, when that shout is going on in church and we see them being healed. Oh, pastor, you see my ears are open. The pain is gone. And then we go home. And then he goes home. We go home. And he goes home. I said, when there's a visitation in our church, that's the time we need to get on our knees. And say, Lord Jesus, don't go, don't go, don't go, don't go. Don't go, don't go, don't go, don't go. Show me what's wrong with me that you can't stay with me 24 hours a day. Show me what's working on the inside of me that you can't live with me. Tell me, I want to get rid of it now. I want you to be with me 24/7, 365. I don't want you to go because I want all of you. You need to live in me. You need to be with me. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I want you to show me now. I repent, I repent, I repent. I want you to be with me. I don't want you to go home. He wants to live. He wants to dwell. Are you with me, church? Because think about it for a minute. You got a house, and you go home, and you sleep. You make your abode, and you go out. Then you get the time, you come to your house, you say, I can't spend a night there. Too much mess is going on in there. I can't. I'm going to the hotel. Your own house. You say, I'm going to the hotel. And you can't spend a night home. So what is it that's going on in your house that you can't spend a night when... Are you with me today, church? Are you with me, church? Oh, come on now. He wants to dwell, doesn't he? The Bible says not visit, make a habitation, live. That's where we call church. It has to change. There is a ministry of the presence. To attain that, he must dwell with us. He must dwell with us. So that we can have him 24/7, 365. We can have him all day, all night, every minute, every day. So that you don't have to worry. Anytime, you don't have to. You can't work it up all the time, you know. Oh, come on now. Are you with me today?
Hallelujah.
I travel most of the time. In the last 10 years, I burned out 3 passports. No place to stamp one of them. But each time you travel like that, you go to people's homes. And you spend a lot of time in people's homes. Oh, sometimes you can't even speak the language. You guys are trying to figure things out. For you can say in 2 minutes, you're figuring out. In 10 minutes, you still don't get it right here. But when you go to people's home, you have to respect their homes. Are you with me? In Matthew, it said, when you come to somebody's home, you release your peace. To that home, if the house is found worthy, release your peace. And if not, you keep your peace. Take it back with you. Isn't that what it says? So when you go to people's home and they show you your room and all that kind of stuff, you don't just do what you want to do. You don't just walk into the people. You don't just put the phone ring, you pick up the phone. Hello, who's calling? What's your name? Because that's not your house. Are you with me? Yeah. You can't ask them who's calling, what's your name. It's not your house. You're just going to pick up the people's phone and begin answering the phone. Oh, you see the computer. Oh, excuse me, I got to jump on the computer. You just don't jump on the people's computer. You don't jump in the kitchen and start cooking. Are you with the church? Because you're a stranger in their home. You want to do something, you said, may I? He said, can I? Yeah, may I? Are you with me? And you ask, and they give you permission. But when you're in your house, you take your shoes off, you walk out with your shirt or without a shirt. Are you with me? You put your foot on the table. You're drinking your coffee, you put your foot on the table, you know, and you're in your own home. You can do anything. Are you with me? But if you go to somebody's house, don't do this, don't do that. That's what we do to the Holy Ghost. Don't go here. Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this. And every time he wants to go home, he says, I'm going home back to heaven. I'm going to spend time where I can put my feet up because these guys won't allow me to put their feet up. That's what we do to him. And this, that realm is available to us. We need to humble ourselves to that realm, church. I'm telling you, it is glorious. Oh my God, it is glorious. Because when the presence come, I was in Lima, I was in Peru, in a small town. Oh, Chimbote is the name of the town. And the glory of God going, they shouting higher, oh, screaming, making all this noise. I didn't understand what God was doing. And the glory is there, and I can't get a word in because they just shout, ah, and it's going on and going on and going. Something like about 10 minutes, just going, ah, and they're shouting. So I'm standing in the corner there weeping because his presence was so strong. There's not much you can do in this. You don't do anything in his presence because he's working. He is working one of the greatest work. He is working because we have come to the place where we say, I don't care what it takes, just get it done in my life. He's working. Testimony time count. So I don't understand the language. Just because I'm parking, I walk up. Then this woman is trying to explain that she has lost weight. She has shrunk in his presence. That was before. And I begin to put these dots together, the supernatural, the creative, and these things that they're saying, and you're saying those things in his presence, church. Your mouth should be your... Your mouth should be creating things. When the presence fall like that, creating things. Are you with the church? Creating. Because the words that come out of your mouth in that realm, and you're operating in that realm, it's a creative world. Everything is created by words in this dispensation. Are you with me today? Everything is created. I know we say confessions. You hear the confessions out there? But think about the confessions in the presence of God. When the glory of God that he gives, he said, I give it to you. This thing that I'm doing, I give it to you for you to do too. That's what he's saying. But some of us, we say, Holy Ghost, don't go there. Holy Ghost, don't do this. Don't even touch my private business. Are you with me? God goes home. He goes home. Think about it. Wouldn't it be wonderful when we recognize what the Holy Ghost really wants to do? He really wants to go home with us. He really wants to live there with us. He really wants to be when we go to bed, get up when we get up. Jesus wants to do that. Amen. Jesus wants to do that. Are you with me? Wouldn't it be nice? Jesus walks through this wall on a Sunday. When you guys have in church, he walks through this wall and says, listen, Pastor Bronk, may I have 10 minutes of this service? Uh-oh. I know a man who said Jesus came to visit him all the time. He's gone to be with the Lord now. Denikrant. And I believed him. So he would come and he would write the things down. Write it down quickly. Just walk through this wall. Say, Pastor Brown, can I just... He's a gentleman. Are you with me? So can I have 10 minutes of the service? In the next 10 minutes, everybody's healed. Everybody received the wisdom that you need. Some people don't need healing, just need wisdom. Are you with me? Just a few minutes. Because he lives here. He lives in you. I know he can do that. Many years ago, my wife and I, we lost everything. We lost the house. We're sleeping on the floor, bed mat, the mattress on the floor. 7 years we're sleeping on the floor. And so I'm there. I know it's not Jesus because he's already here. He's not calling today. He's here. She's on the bed, and I'm kneeling by the bed, and I'm praying, and I said, Lord, what is this? This ain't gotta go. I'm praying. All of a sudden, he calls me from behind. And I get up and I turn around. And the whole wall, the bedroom, everything just disappears. And there he is. He didn't say anything. I just started walking behind him. So I know he can come. I know he can come. It was years later that I saw him again. Another time he was riding his horse. White horse, white linen, just flowing in the air, just flowing. You should see how that horse was decorated. Why am I saying this to you? I've been praying, Lord, I want to ride with you. I want to ride with you. I want to ride with you, Lord. Because that when you ride with Jesus, you win. Are you with me? I want to ride with you. Jesus, I want to ride with you. He showed me that. See, what I'm trying to say to you is, think about that minute for a minute. Wouldn't it be awesome that the Holy Ghost can just come at home? He can go into the refrigerator if he wants, and there won't be no problem. Are you with me? He can put his foot on the table. He can cook a meal for you. Come on now, because he's at home. Are you with me? He lives there. Are you with me, church? When you live there, you don't have to ask permission, do you? It says, quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesy. You know what that say? Let the Holy Ghost have free reign. Let him speak when he wants to speak. Are you with me, church? If the spirit of him dwell in you, not visit you, but dwell. We're all visitors here today. We're going to go home. We don't live here. We're all visitors one way or the other in this church. We just come and we go. But when we come, he shows up. Think about it when he goes home with you. He's in that car. And you're just going and you're just having a good time. You're just glorifying God. Amen. He's glorifying God. The first guy that cut in front of you, don't go, you blankety blank, 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 cut that breath. I'm going to get you. I'm going to chase you down the road. Are you with me? And the Holy Ghost said, uh-oh, I'll see you later, buddy. He's gone. And you wouldn't know when he leaves because you will go and do what you want to do. And by the time you're done doing it, you say, I got him. And then he's gone. He just slips away, doesn't he? You don't know. He just slips away. And then you find yourself trying to do it in your own strength. And then you say, what happened? But what's wrong? What do you mean what's wrong? You're the one that's wrong. What's wrong? He left. That's what's wrong. But look at the glory of God all over you right now. You have his presence. Are you with me? You have His presence over you. You can see the glory of God over you now. Look, your spirit is wide open to receive and is receiving from Him right now. He's ministering to you. And you have His attention. You have Him right where you want Him to be, where He's supposed to be. Now let Him take full control of what He's supposed to have full control of. I'm saying God is calling He's calling a people out of the Laodicean church. He told me, I'm calling them out of the Laodicean. I'm pulling out a remnant. I'm pulling out a remnant. I'm bringing them way out of it. It's like separating the sheep from the goat. Are you with me? It's like separating those who want to follow me and those who want to do their own thing. What a mighty God we serve. His final operation is the indwelling. I say it's the indwelling church. He wants to live with you. He wants to live in you. Are you with me today? And that's where the call is. In that place, whatever He says, just do it. Whatever He says, just do it. And when you feel challenged, know this presence that you know so well in here. Just call in that presence and let him just fall. How many know sometimes you lift your hands up, He just falls? But in that falling, it's like a shield of protection. It's like a green car to do something that you know you can do. It's like a green light to do it. Are you with me, church? Ah, man, I'm trying to say the words. I don't know. I know what I'm saying, but I hope you know what I'm saying. I'm trying to get it to you. It's happening to me like it's happening to you. That's what I mean. It's an open door. It's an open door. It's an open door. So there's a door open before you. The light's on. Hallelujah. We're going to break this down a little bit more this week because this is just a little bit more to it's a more to it. And hallelujah. Hallelujah, church. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord.